And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, when contest winner Lum was scheduled to sing at the Pine Ridge Charity Bazaar, he appeared to be trying to sidestep the engagement. However, since Miss Emmeline Platt has been chosen to accompany him, he's agreed to make the appearance. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner.
Miss Emmeline called about 15 minutes ago and said that she'd fixed it up so you and her can rehearse your solo tonight.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yeah. I thought you rehearsed last night.
Well, we did. That is, we was going to, but it got so cold over there at the church that we had to give it up.
The church?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you rehearsed?
Yeah, that was about the only place where there was a pioneer we could use.
Well, if you got too cold, why didn't you just put some wood in the stove there?
Well, I couldn't find no wood.
Well, there's a whole big stack of it out right outside the church there on the north side, Lum.
Well, it was dark, and I couldn't tell where it was at.
Well, Lord me, you knowed it was there. That's where the firewood's been kept for, oh, I don't know how many years.
Well, I couldn't find it, so just let it go.
Yeah, sure. Still seems peculiar, though. Fact is, I doggest out to think about it, Lum. You helped stack that wood up over there. And I know you've toted it into the church there lots of times. I've saw it.
Abner, I told you to just let it go. Do you have to keep harping about the wood?
No, no. It's all right. Me, I reckon. You didn't get no rehearsing done at all last night, huh?
Yeah, not hardly any.
How?
It was just too cold in there for a delicate woman like her. Her little white hands got all stiff with the cold and blue. Besides that, I weren't in voice.
Weren't in voice?
No, not even halfway in it.
What in the world does that mean?
That's a term a singer use. Means your voice ain't in the mood to sing.
Oh, well,
Means your singing voice is under standard.
Sounds bad, you mean?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Huh? Well, will it be in voice for the bazaar Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, reckon so.
Oh, well, good. Everybody in town sure anxious to hear you sing, huh?
Yeah, I know they are.
I heard in a sort of a roundabout way that Miss Emmeline's awful proud because she's going to get to play the piano for you that night.
Well, whereabouts did you hear that?
Oh, I heard it. Elizabeth, Miss Barton, Miss Blevins, usual grapevine, you know.
She said she's proud, huh?
Yeah. You know, I believe she sure enough admires you, huh?
You reckon so, sir?
Oh, I know it, I know it. This old singing idea sure worked out good for you, you know it?
Well, in a way it has, yeah.
Well, in every way it has, I'd say. Keep better than I ever figured it would, I know that. You know, Lum, when I encouraged you to go to Hot Springs for that contest, I never in the world figured you was a good enough singer to actually win it. But you sure fooled me.
Yeah, fooled you all right. More ways than one, I'm feared.
Huh?
Well, there comes Squire Skimp up out there.
Oh.
Ain't saw him since he been back, hardly.
Yeah, he was in just the day before you got back, wanting to know how you come out in the contest. He's interested in you.
Yeah, it's the trouble. I wished everybody wasn't so interested in my singing. It's embarrassing.
Yes, huh?
Why, of course it is.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Come on in, Squire.
What can we do for you today?
Well, nothing, Lum. That is in the line of merchandise. But I would like a little information from you.
Information?
Yes, just to keep the facts straight, you know. I guess you'll be glad to know, Lum, that I'm including an item about you in my weekly items to the county seat paper.
Article about me?
Yes.
Are you still sending in that news every week for the paper, Squire?
Oh, yes, I'm still doing that, Abner. It's printed under the heading of the Pine Ridge Pickups, you know.
Oh, sure, I know, yeah. I read it every week. But I thought Sister Sampson was doing that now.
Oh, no, no. Newspaper reporting is still a man's job, Abner. And if I do say so myself, my journalistic prose is one of the better features of the paper.
Yeah, well, I like the way it's wrote myself, yeah.
Wait a minute, Squire. Just what is this article about?
Well, Lum, it's about your forthcoming musical performance at the Charity Bazaar Saturday night. Well, here, I'll read it to you, and you can check the facts back.
Well, Squire,
Mr. Lum Edwards of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, the recent winner of first place in the solo division of the State Choral Society Singing Contest, made his local debut last Saturday night. See, I have to write that in the past tense because this issue of the paper won't be out until next week, Lum.
Well, just a minute, Squire. I don't believe you ought to print that in the paper.
Well, why not, Lum? That's the kind of news we want in the paper. I guess you don't realize it, but you're somewhat of a celebrity now, you know.
I am.
Oh, yes, indeed. And there hasn't been a thing about your prize-winning achievement in our county seat paper yet, either.
Yeah, I know there ain't. And I'd sort of like to keep it out of the paper.
Oh, tut, Lum, that's the wrong attitude. You must remember that when you get to be a celebrity, Lum, your life belongs more or less to your public.
Does,
huh? Oh, yes, indeed, Lum. And, on the other hand, why, you want a piece in the paper about this so that you can clip it out and put it in your scrapbook. All those things are nice to keep, Lum. Years to come, you look back over that and read it with a lot of delight. It's, I believe, another idea, too, Lum. I was thinking about this morning. It might be nice to have a picture of you, too.
A picture, yes.
Yes, a photograph. I'll send it in with my item, and then they can make a cut of it and run it in the paper.
Cut it?
Well, that's what they have to do, Lum, to put a picture in the paper. They make what they call a cut. And it should be as recent the pictures you have, too.
Well, I ain't got no photograph to send, I'll tell you that right now.
You have done it, Lum. You've got some pictures around here, Somers. Fact is, I Kodak them myself.
I've lost all them pictures, though, I think.
Well, we've got some of your work to house. There's that one where you're laying on that bearskin rug. Don't show your face very good, though.
Abner, now, don't you get that picture out. That was took when I was just a baby.
Well, we got some others around there. I know we have.
Well, none of them are no good, though. I wouldn't send none of them.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Lum. Why don't you go down to Fred Elkins' gallery and have him snap some new pictures of you?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Lum. You need some new pictures took anyway.
No, I can't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, just cause.
Well, I don't see no reason why you oughtn't to do it. I think it's a good idea myself.
Well, government don't want you to spend money for non-essential things nowadays.
Well, no.
That's one reason. We're supposed to save our money, put it in war bonds. Every time you spend money for something you don't need, you're making it harder to keep inflation down.
Well, yes, you're right about that, Lum, but those photographs will just run you a dollar or so.
No. It runs into more money than that. For incidents, I'd have to buy a new suit for it.
A new suit? Just to have your picture took?
Why, sure. That blue serge of mine's getting pretty frayed around the edges. I ain't going to buy a new suit now because we're supposed to make our old things do. Not buy nothing we don't actually need.
Well, Lum, I don't believe you actually need to buy a new suit just for that.
Yes, I would, and I can't do it because it ain't in my budget plan.
Your budget plan?
Yes, sir. Don't you keep one of them now?
No. Or not that I know of, I don't know.
Well, you'd know it if you would.
Well, I ain't, Ken.
Well, you ought to. Everybody ought to plan his spending and his saving both these days. Best way in the world to keep track of your money and make sure that it goes where it'll do the most good, where it'll help win the war the quickest.
Now, Lum, you're just making excuses now. You know good and well planning how you're going to spend your money won't help win the war.
Well, it will, too.
Huh?
You don't realize how important it is for us to fight inflation and to figure out your budget so you can buy as many war bonds as you possible can. Ain't that right, Squire?
Well, yes, that is right, Lum. Winning our economic war here at home is a mighty big factor in winning the military war, yes.
That's right. That's why I can't possible have no pictures took, so you better just forget the photograph and the article both, Squire.
Well, yes, Lum.
No, Squire, that's the way it's got to be. Just can't see no other way out of it. Now, if you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll run over and see if the mail's come in yet.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Lum.
Yeah, I'm afraid it'll have to be that way, Squire. Thanks just the same, though. I'll be back directly, Abner.
Yeah, all right.
By George, Abner, I don't know what's come over Lum. Always before, he's pestered me to death, trying to get me to slip his name into the news somewhere. And now, when a good, legitimate reason comes along, he suddenly becomes modest. I just don't understand it.
Well, I know what it is, Squaw. He's just acting that way. Axel, he's just dying to get his name in the paper.
Do you really think so?
Why, sure. I've known Lum too long. He thinks he's using some of that psychology stuff of his. I'll tell you what, Squaw. You send that article in. I'll get you a photograph to go with it.
Well, are you sure we're doing the right thing here now, Abner?
Oh, it'll just tickle them plums to death. I'll go get a picture right now, Squire. I might even get that and have him on the bearskin rug.